Hey, good morning. It's time for 10 Minutes with Pastor Len. Hope you enjoyed yesterday. And I'm looking forward to continuing the thought of what God has not given us, as well as what God has given us, to encourage you in your day. And again, I want to thank you. I want to say I love you, and I appreciate each and every one of you. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. God loves you. Jesus loves you. The Holy Spirit loves you. I love you. There's probably a host of others that love you. I want to remind you of that every day. You are loved. So yesterday, we talked about God has given us and blessed us freely with all things. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 says, "For God has given us all things pertaining to life and godliness." All things. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 tells us that we have been blessed with all spiritual blessings. So God has blessed us with all things. Why? Because in Romans chapter 8, verse 32, it tells us that they came with Christ. He's blessed us with Christ, and with Christ, he's blessed us with all things. But what God hasn't blessed us with, what God hasn't given us, is fear. He hasn't. We talked about 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7. God has not given us a spirit of fear. So if there's fear here, if there's worry here, if there's anxiety here, it's not a spirit from God. Right now, let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, anyone within the sound of my voice, and this is from you, Holy Spirit, I sense it, I feel it. Anyone who's living with fear or anxiety or in stress or in worry, We speak to that spirit, and it has to leave, and it has to go, and it has to flee in Jesus' name. And we welcome the spirit that you have blessed us with, Father, to have complete control in our lives in Jesus' name. And we learned from 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, that the spirit that God has given us is of power and of love and of a sound mind. You know, it's important that we speak the truth of the Word of God every day. I want to encourage you to do that. I want to encourage you to speak the truth of the Word of God. Speak Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. "For God has blessed me." Thank you, Father, because you have blessed me with all spiritual blessings. Thank you, Father. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. Thank you, Father, that you have blessed me and you've given me all things pertaining to life and godliness. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, that you've given me the spirit of power. Thank you, Father, you've given me the same spirit that raised Christ Jesus from the dead. Thank you, Father, that that power is dwelling in me. Thank you, Father, that if I can think it and I can ask it, I surely well know that you can do far beyond what I ask or what I think or what I pray for because of that power that's in me. I thank you, Father, and I thank you for Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. Faith in Jesus has made it all possible. Speak the word of God. Speak the word of God over your life. Speak the word of God over your spouse. Speak the word of God over your children. Speak the word of God over your grandchildren. Speak the word of God over your friends. Speak the word of God. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And we choose life, and we choose good, and we choose to speak the words that God tells us to speak. He has not given us a spirit of fear. He has not given it to you. He's not given it to me. He has not given it to us. So I reject it, cast it away, and speak what God has given you. Power, love, a sound mind. Now, there's a verse I want to talk about in the book of Romans, because here's something else, or here's another place where it tells us he's not given us a spirit of fear, right? A fear. But this is a specific fear, and it's a very important fear. It's one that, hey, Pastor Lenny is a grace man, always preaches and always talks about, all right? And it's found in Romans chapter 8. But now, listen to this. Romans chapter 8, we'll start with verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit, that's you and I. Do you understand? You and I are led by the Spirit because we are children of God. You see, if you're children of God, you're led by the Spirit. You're led by that Spirit. You're led by that Spirit of power. You're led by that Spirit of love. And you're led by that Spirit, that Spirit of soundness of mind. And again, quote God's word and speak God's word over your life. It'll make a tremendous difference. Why? Because you'll bring your mind, your soul, in complete agreement with your Spirit. And then it will manifest through your body, into your body. That's the word of God. That's what it says. But here, for we have not received, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are sons of God. That's verse 14. Now look at verse 15. It talks about another thing that God has not given us. A very important thing. A most important thing. Verse 15. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. I never knew how powerful that was. So many times I was afraid to approach God. So many times I was afraid to come before God. So many times I avoided God. You know, so many times I ran from God. Years, not only days, not only weeks, not only months, but years. Why? Because I had that spirit of fear. Fear of bondage. Fear of bondage that I haven't pleased him enough. Fear of bondage that I have not done enough. Fear of bondage that I haven't measured up. Fear of bondage, I hadn't given enough. I hadn't read enough. I haven't prayed enough. I haven't attended church enough. You know, that performance mentality. This is what this is talking about. He has not given us a spirit of fear that leads to bondage. That's huge and that's important. Because so many people believe they have to do and they have to be, they have to become, and they have to work, and they have to perform, and they have to jump through hoops in order to come before God. No, this is powerful. I hope you understand the magnitude of this verse. For we have not received a spirit of bondage again to fear. And this think about in the Old Testament, the Old Covenant. Think about the high priest who once a year came before God, the Holy of Holies. He had to wear certain clothes. He had to go through ceremonial washings, right? He had to, you know, memorize all the rituals that he would be performing. Okay, he would have to make a sacrifice before he entered in for the covering of his own sins, and then after all that, he could go into the Holy Holies, hoping that he's done everything right. And he used to have a rope tied to his ankles and bells around his waist, because if as long as he was moving, the bells would be ringing, and they knew the high priest was alive. But if the bells stopped ringing, he knew he did something wrong, and they would pull him out. That was only once a year. But remember, as Christ was on the cross, and he paid that penalty for sin, right? In the Holy of Holies, in the temple, the temple curtain was rent in two from top to bottom. And now, through faith in Jesus Christ, we have constant, everlasting, forever access to the throne room, to God the Father. Not based on any works or efforts or performance. And if you have that mentality and you live in that fear, this verse is for you. God has not given us a spirit of fear that leads to bondage. But look what it says. But what he has given us is that spirit of adoption. You're my child. You're my son. You're my daughter. And that spirit causes us to cry out, Daddy God, Papa God, Daddy Father. Fear not, little children, because it's your Father's intention to give you the kingdom. Luke chapter 12, verse 32. So here's another verse to encourage you with, to bless you with. If you have a fear of performance before you enter into God's presence, that is not from God. So take cheer. You're a child. You're a son. And the spirit you have cries out, Abba Daddy, Abba Father. Thank you, Father, for Jesus. Thank you that faith in Jesus has made this possible, and only faith in Jesus. Man, 10 minutes comes quick. Don't forget to join us tonight for Wednesday night Bible study, and we'll see you tomorrow morning, Thursday morning. Pastor Lenny loves you.